Denver, Colorado, make some noise for Josh Johnson.
It's, when you travel a lot, you know, there are things that happen that are sometimes simply unfair. You know, and I mean past the regular stuff, past a delayed flight or anything. Years ago, I had a flight to Boulder, and I was coming from Chicago, and I had a window seat, and the man next to me was eating a whole rotisserie chicken. And when I say whole rotisserie chicken, I want you to understand, you know when you go to the grocery store and you see with the bubble, it was that. This wasn't just some chicken, it was a whole chicken. And there's nothing like when you meet somebody and they start out nice and then they betray you, right? Because we had a very cordial conversation initially, a very I'm not crazy conversation, then he switched up on me, right? They say that not all heroes wear capes. And apparently not all terrorists have bombs, because the way it started is basically my man was in the middle seat, and you always have to be nice to the person in the middle seat, because if they're in the middle seat, their life is not going well right now, okay? Because this is the thing with the middle seat that people disregard. Whatever happened to you while you traveling also happened to them, right? Maybe you were delayed. Maybe your flight got canceled. Maybe you had to spend the night in the airport. All that happened to them too, and they're in the middle seat. So they're still having a worse day than you can imagine, right? And so I'm always nice to the person in the middle seat. So, you know, we both sit down and everything, and then we look at each other, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? I feel like I'm a pretty cordial person, very approachable and everything. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'd love to strike up a conversation and stuff. And he's like, oh, I'm great. And in retrospect, he was great because he knew what he was about to do. And then we just started chatting, right? He was like, why are you flying to Boulder? I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a show. Why are you flying to Boulder? He's like, oh, I'm going on business. He's like, he must love his business. Like, well, little did I know he was going to do the devil's business, right? And so we are barely diagonal. We're basically one wheel off the ground when he decides it's his time to shine, right? And so this man reaches under the seat. He kept it under the seat because he wanted people to think it was a carry-on, right? So he pulled this chicken from under the seat. I had no idea what it was because it was just in a bag, right? So he pulls this from under the seat, and he really pulled because I guess it got stuck, so he really pulled it, right? And then he pulls up and he lifts it. And this man is bigger than me. And anytime somebody is bigger than me and making me nervous, I go through scenarios in my head of what could happen next, right? So then he pulls this bag up and he lifts the bag. Now the bag just, okay, the chicken was hot, right? So the chicken was hot, so there'd been some condensation around the actual shell of the rotisserie chicken. So the bag was clinging to the chicken, so I can't tell what it is. All I know is it's heavy and wet, right? So I look over at the bag, and it's got a little bit of steam coming out of it, and I'm like, that's why he was nice to everybody, because he got a bomb, right? And so then he grabs it from the bottom and starts peeling the bag off of the chicken, and I'm like, oh, okay. I wish it was a bomb. I think a bomb would have been easier for me to manage right now. This is actually going to be more upsetting than a bomb. I can already tell, right? And so this is my other thing, too. How did this man get this past TSA? Because There's an organization specifically designed to stop this sort of thing from happening. How did he get this all? Because they took my water. They took my water. I can't have my water, but apparently he can have 12 ounces of chicken juice. So then he holding it up, right? And I'm not gonna lie to you, even when we were just chatting and stuff like that, I thought he smelled like chicken when I met him. And I felt crazy, because I was like, who just smells this much like chicken? I've never been around anybody before who smells, and when I say he smelled like chicken, he smelled like he was the chicken, right? Like he smelled like he had just danced out the oven just now, right? Like he had chicken cologne, right? And so then, he's got the bag, and usually I'm a very like live and let live type person, right? Just let everybody do their thing as long as it's not harming anybody, right? And I don't like when things are like exclusionary, just for the sake of being exclusive, just for the sake of other people not being able to have it, right? Like we made it this price, so some people can't come. We made it this price and what? But I will say, I do like, we need to keep planes plane prices, because when planes are bus prices, bus behavior comes to planes. Because when he revealed a whole rotisserie chicken out of this bag, I was like, what in the Greyhound mega bus is happening right now? This is not behavior for the air, right? And so then he lays the chicken down on the tray table. And I've never seen this before, because I guess it was a big enough chicken that the tray table actually had some give to it. And I've taken naps on the tray table and haven't bent it back like that. That's an FAA unregulated amount of chicken. And I'm not gonna lie, as soon as I saw the chicken, as soon as I saw him put it on a tray table, I tried to dissociate right there. I was trying to go somewhere else. I was like, ooh. Like, I was trying to be anywhere else but right here. Because I even put on my noise-canceling headphones and just tried to pick a movie and just not be a part of what was happening right now, right? But I'm okay. I've got them on, right? I picked the movie, and I am trying to watch Moana, okay? But all I can hear, somehow, all I can hear is the sound of him eating chicken. Babies can't get in here. Like, and when I tell you, this is how you can tell it was like premeditated too, because this chicken was still very, very hot, which means he got it right before the flight. That means he went to Albertson's and got a full rotisserie chicken, then was like, ooh, I have a flight. I don't think that's what happened. I think actually he was on his way to the airport and he was like, I'm making good time. I got that pre-check. Let me make a stop by Albertson's on the way, pick up a snack, right? And so this man does not have a fork, because a fork would have got him caught, right? He just has the chicken on the tray table, and he is eating it with his hands like he is Henry VIII. And we are at a royal banquet dinner where the queen just gave birth, right? He really ripping into the chicken while picking his movie, right? Just fingers, 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 right? And so in my head, I'm like, what do I do? Because somehow this isn't illegal. See, that's a problem with our lawmakers, right? Our lawmakers write the laws after stuff happened. They're not thinking ahead to things that should never happen and writing a law for that. And likewise, with the airlines, they don't come up with the rules ahead of time. They wait for crazy stuff to happen, then they change the rules. But they should have sent it in your ticket, in your confirmation email for your ticket. They should have been like, hey, also, please don't bring any chicken from home, all right? We have all the chicken you need. The airport got you, okay? Because I don't remember this exactly, and maybe I'm not being fair, but I'm pretty sure the airport we were leaving from had a Popeyes. So he had access to chicken, but he wanted his own chicken, right? He was like, oh, they do it all apart and stuff. Let me get the whole thing. And so then I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I'm, all right. I'm not proud of it. And I want to be clear, I didn't do this right away, right? Because even when he pulled out chicken, put on the tray table, we are here. Like, he acted quickly. But by the time I did what I did, he had got down to the bone, okay? So he had a little bit of breast, a little bit of wing, a little bit of thigh. He had a good amount of his chicken. It looked like a crow had got to it by the time I did what I did, okay? But basically, I was like, I can't do this. I can hear it. I can't stop hearing it, right? And so I just pretended to fall asleep, right? Waited a little while. Even gave a couple. Because if you do the pig snores, people think it's a deep sleep, right? And so I pretended to sleep. And like, this is my thing. You probably experienced this. When you have somebody, maybe you're dating somebody and they sleep over for the first time and you see what type of sleeper they are, right? Because some people are like little squealers. Some people... Some people are snores, like... Right? Some people are thrashers. I've been thrashed many times in my life. Actually, it is weird. You ever be sitting there laid up with your partner and then they thrash you and you're like, was weird that your fist was closed. Like, it's... But anyway, I'm pretending to sleep, right? I even hit him with the, right? And then just after a while, I wait a little longer, and then I'm like, and then I... And I had to like open one eye a little bit to make sure I really got the chicken, right? Because I didn't want to miss, because you're gonna get another chance, right? Like, if you miss that first time, he start protecting the chicken and everything. So, you know, I opened my eye a little bit and I cleaned that chicken. Like, I cleared Tiger Woods that chicken. So then the chicken flies off the tray table across the man in the aisle seat, right? I forgot to mention, there was someone else who witnessed this entire thing. I'm actually very interested in what his perspective was, because he didn't have headphones on. So he heard him eating the chicken in his ear. And I'm telling you right now, if it was bad for me, it was horrible for him. Because the sound of a grown man eating a rotisserie chicken with his hands does sound exactly like a dog eating a person. It's just as horrific. The sound will never go away, right? I can hear it right now, right? And so then chicken shoots across him. It hits the tray table on, not the tray table, the armrest of the other aisle seat. And then it hits the ground, where I think it had some bounce to it because it still was mostly intact. So it was going to move like a chicken would move, right? Now, I got to keep my eyes closed again because I'm supposed to be asleep for this, right? But I do hear a muffled scream through my headphones, and I don't know what it was, because once again my eyes are closed, so this is, I don't know, I'm this is what I think happened. We were, as a plane, we were making a little bit of a turn. We were at a little bit of an angle, right? So we weren't still ascending, but we were like dipped a little bit like this. So I think that the chicken hit in the aisle, rolled back a little bit, must have rolled into a new person's aisle, right? And And so then it rolled into the air aisle and they looked down and all of a sudden they got their foot in a chicken, right? And that, because it wasn't a scream like, ah, it was a scream like, huh. And that's... And that's, I mean, any one of us would do that. If you were just on a plane and you were minding your own business, all of a sudden your foot was in a chicken with the bones in it. Like, your foot is in it and it's not coming off. It's a shoe now, so it's not coming off, right? We'd all be like, huh, huh. And so then I hear him through my headphones. He's like, what the hell? Like, he screams, what the hell, right? And so then I gotta pretend to wake up. So I'm like, oh. Oh, what happened? Right. He's like, dude, you knocked over my whole meal, right? He's like, yell it. I'm like, oh no, did I? I'm sorry. Can I get you another one? He's like, no, that's the only one I had. I was like, oh, can I buy you something else? He's like, no, I don't want anything. Just watch the... He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. My bad. And then I did just have to sit next to that dude on the plane for the rest of the trip. I've never had anyone shoot me dirtier looks than this. He was just looking at me the rest of the flight like... I wish I had a bomb. We're really in it now, you know? We're really in it now. We have Kamala running, right? You want to know the wildest thing about Kamala running is I saw her first like two campaign events, right? And just to have somebody talking regular. Like truly just talking regular. I was like, she might as well have been breakdancing. The way she went up there and said thank you and was remembering names and stuff, she might as well have been hitting that. Like, yeah, it's wild. You know, because some people say that, you know, they don't see Kamala as president, but I see Kamala as president because I thought she already was president, right? And what I mean is, when Biden dropped out, I got a notification on my phone, and the notification on my phone was from a news outlet who worded the news very poorly in the headline, because I was at home and all I saw was Biden's gone, Kamala's in. And gone is a very, you gotta use gone very carefully when you talk about Joe Biden. You can't just be out here saying gone willy-nilly, right? And so when they said gone, I was like, oh, that was the COVID he got. Like, that was, he got the real one then. That's, if he gone, oh no. And then I realized that he had actually stepped away. He had dropped out. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because like, this is the thing that now that he's out of the race, I do think it's very important to have an honest conversation about Joe Biden, about his presidency, right? Because this is the thing that people forget about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a granddaddy, okay? So
For a president, he seemed slow. He seemed a bit weak and frail. For a granddaddy, he was killing it. All right? Like, really take a step back for a second and think about the granddad. Think about your granddaddy, right? What's on the agenda in a day for your granddaddy? Really be fair. Really be honest with yourself. What do you expect your granddaddy to do in a day? First thing on the docket is to wake up, hopefully. Second, you know, have some jam. Tell some stories. Yeah, like... watch some Westerns, and then there's some naps to get got, right? You don't fly your granddaddy on 13-hour flights and then make him talk to a whole country and then be like, he doesn't seem up to the job. Like, because Biden was busy just being a granddaddy. Everyone loves to forget that. We went to Biden as a granddaddy, and we were like, hey, we need you to run. And then he was like, are you sure? And we were like, yeah, we think you're the only one that can do it. Please run. And then he ran, and then he won. And then for 3.5 years, nobody did any homework. Nobody did any building up of any other candidates. Nobody did any real research into who was next up. So then, you know, election time comes along. They're like, hey, we need you again. And he was like, I'm more granddaddy now than I was before. They were like, please, Joe, come on, you know? Because that's one thing that I don't know. I look at it and I think that both we and history should remember Biden for doing an incredibly patriotic and courageous thing. That stepping aside is a big deal, right? And it's something that I hope he always knows that we appreciate. For better or for worse, we appreciate it because, you know, some people wouldn't have done that. Some people would have let their ego get in the way. Some people, because this man told the world, he met with world leaders and told them, guys, I'm running, I'm going to win, it's going to be fine. And then he had to drop out, right? Dropped out on a Sunday in a tweet. On a Sunday with a tweet with COVID. And I'm not gonna lie, maybe I'm not being fair and that's okay, but I was furious at Biden when he got COVID. How dare you get COVID the same week Trump got shot at? Trump got shot at, blood and stuff, and then Biden over here, ugh. I was furious. But I really want us, and I think that it's something that I wish more leaders did, because in a weird way, it did feel for a second like they actually listened. Because we had been saying, we were like, guys, I don't feel great. And then something happened. That almost never happens. This is America. And I think there's like this weird asterisk on his political career and on his legacy now, because then people are like, where does he go from here? He's still president for like 6 months. And we're already like, where does he go from here? Oh, that's so sad. I don't think it's sad at all. I think that Biden has a chance to stamp his legacy now. This dude is He's done. He said he's done. He's not coming back. He's not running for anything else. He's towards his twilight years and everything. Like, this is it. So he has the chance to do what every politician ever promises that they're going to do. You got to remember, when people run for the first time, they're talking all that good stuff, right? When people run for the first time, I'm going to do this. I don't care. I'm not taking anybody's money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then they get in, and then they get got, right? Then all of a sudden, they're talking like an assistant manager zombie. They're like, well, we have to really look at the votes. What'd they do to you? But Biden doesn't have that. He doesn't worry about a second term. He doesn't have to worry about next position. This dude could have the most radical presidency for the rest of the time that he's in office. He has months left to exact some of the craziest change you can imagine, because he's never coming back. This is it. This is what people wish our politicians had, right? Because you don't know who somebody is until they put in their 2 weeks. When somebody put those 2 weeks in and they're still professional, and you're like, oh, okay, they really a good worker, right? Most people put those 2 weeks in and they're like, 2 weeks, these nuts. Two, Biden right now has the power to just go ahead and just drop executive orders like mixtapes. Just all the, this dude could just straight up say, hey, everybody gets free lunch and come and kill me. Right? Free school lunch for kids. Everybody get maternity leave. How about that? You can fight me in court. I won't be there. You can fight me in court. Right? And then you look at, you know, you look at Kamala and what her campaign's going to be like, and what the opposition against her is going to be like. And it's already started in some sense, but you can tell that people don't really know how to attack her. Not exactly, right? Like, they're going to try the regular stuff, like the racist stuff and all this. She'll get some sexism. Don't worry. She'll get it. She'll get some sexism. But, like, really attacks, like things that make you go, ooh, I don't know about Kamala, right? They don't know. And you can tell they don't know, because actually, okay. I saw this one attack I saw against Kamala. This is wild. Okay, let me see. All right. No, I'm just looking around, because I feel like, look, I think maybe only the black people will get it first, but I'm going to bring everybody along, right? Because then basically there was an attack on Kamala where they were like, Kamala Harris's great, 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 great granddaddy was an Irish slave owner that went to London to oppose abolition. And then every black person I know was like, yeah. Sorta checks out. There's a reason it's her great, 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 great granddaddy and her great, 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 great grandma wasn't mentioned. And if you know, you know, right? That's what's so crazy to me, is that I'm not saying Kamala's the perfect candidate at all. And I, you know, she said herself she's going to have to earn and win your vote and everything, and she plans to do that. But I will say, the last time somebody had to go back to the 1800s to attack a candidate, was maybe never. That's so crazy. Her great, great, great. Yeah. But then you should ask some more questions, like, why is that? And then, oh. You know what I mean? Because the only people that caught it are the people who really understand slavery. And that's the thing that's so crazy, is that Republicans are trying so hard to attack Kamala, they may accidentally teach. Yes. Like, I thought you burned all the critical race theory books.